For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Yet another piece of federal propaganda about methamphetamines hit the news last week. The Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration released figures showing that the number of meth users going into treatment increased greatly from 1993 to 2003, actually quadrupling. What didn't make it into the news release, or into the articles it generated, were these facts. First, treatment alternatives to incarceration programs and drug courts expanded dramatically during that decade. Also in that time, Arizona's Drug Treatment and Education Fund and California's Prop 36 were enacted into law through voter initiatives. These programs mandate treatment for drug-using offenders and even prevent offenders who simply test positive for drugs from being violated and thrown into jail. Not surprisingly, California was one of the states with higher-than-average rates of referrals to treatment. Secondly, data does show that there was a notable increase in reported methamphetamine use in the early and mid-1990s. That increase had leveled off by 2000. The feds aren't the only ones who are spinning out methamphetamine misinformation. The states have also gotten into the act. In Iowa recently, when the drug czar visited to try propping up Republican poll numbers, officials there noted that Iowa's anti-pseudoephedrine law, which has resulted in a decrease in the number of small meth labs in the state, had also resulted in a decrease in the number of children being referred to protective services because of exposure to meth labs. While technically true, it's only part of the story. A study done last year for the Iowa Department of Human Services found that the number of children being seized from their parents because of methamphetamine use remains steady, in spite of the law. Just as other states have learned, the number of meth users has not declined, even though Iowa has been cracking down on meth for the past few years. Now, instead of making their own meth or getting it from a friend, users are getting meth which has been imported from Mexico. Much of that is the more powerful, smokable form known as ice. Thanks in part to new anti-cold medicine laws, established drug trafficking networks control the methamphetamine market. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Doug tells me that they're just about ready to publish the latest edition of Drug War Facts. Drug War Facts are available online, as he says, at DrugWarFacts.org, but you can get you a hard copy edition by visiting their website. They have the stats from the U.S. government that proves the U.S. government is doing this wrong. If you express interest in drug reform, you can get yours free by visiting their website and just letting them know where to send it. Please, edumacate yourself. Help us to bring about a change to these horrendous drug laws. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.